Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Excuse me, Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Ings?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item two, public participation. Public participation, visitors and guests, do we have anyone that would like to participate? No takers? Okay. Moving on to item three, for the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
There are none.
There are none?
Thank you.
All right, very good. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda? Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Okay, on to board business. Committee reports. Number one, technology and instruction.
Amy gave me some notes for her curriculum meeting, some highlights and things to share with you. State testing. So Ohio State tests are in full swing for us here. The testing calendar is posted on the district webpage under quick links in the upper right-hand corner if anyone's interested in that. You can check the calendar for specific dates, or you can contact the buildings directly if you need to know specific times for when those tests are occurring on the dates. Norton Elementary School tested third and fourth grade English language arts the week of March 25th. And this week we will begin testing at both NHS and NMS. All testing should be completed by the week of May 3rd. We have AP exam dates coming up. Students taking AP classes will begin testing the week of May 3rd. Once again, the testing will be held at Grace Church. We want to thank Grace Church for their continued assistance with that. AP practice test will be proctored by Mrs. Kalecki, our guidance counselor at high school, two times for students prior to their actual test. She'll be running practice tests April 15th and 16th, as well as April 22nd and 23rd. We have some new course offerings at Norton High School. We'll have, these will start next year. The science department will be offering meteorology, and it'll be a full year science course. The social studies department will be offering history through sports. It will be a semester course along with the history of American folk culture. And then the family and consumer science department will be offering life lessons through film, and it will be a semester course. So that's what she had for me to share with you. And if you have any further questions about that, obviously contact Mrs. Salaberry.
Thank you.
From technology, I have a few things. I will try to be brief. On tonight's board agenda, you'll see a purchase agreement with Neonet. That is in regards to E-rate. It's a more formal agreement. Last month, if you recall, we had a quote on there. It's for network upgrades. As long as we get the funding that we're requesting, we will get a 50% discount and move ahead with that project. We do not have to move ahead if we do not get the funding approval through E-rate. There's also an agreement with Acuity. They are the ones that help us with our camera system, recording anything security-wise that we need. We have a server that's 6 or 7 years old. It's just one of the four servers that we have in the district for cameras. And so we will be working to replace that as well. Also on tonight's board agenda, you'll notice that we are hiring another TWE student. I am super excited that we're hiring Elliot Clarkson. She did some volunteering for us in the summer. Remember, TWE is our technology work experience program. Those students work with us in our department to do a lot of things. So we're excited to have her on board. In our department, we also have recently prepared 6 Chromebook carts to be used for testing. As you know, we have a lot of our students using Chromebooks at home, and through some coronavirus funding that we've received, we purchased additional Chromebooks, and those we have recently prepped with 6 carts so that the buildings had something in-house for those kids that are, for example, remote learning to test. school device which has to be used for testing, state testing. We can't use a personal one. We wanted to make sure that we had what we needed in the building. So we've done that. We also met, our technology advisory committee met just recently, March 30th. We talked about some troubleshooting things that they had brought to the table in regards to one of the extensions that we block things so that they can't mess those things up. And so there was an extension that they needed in regards to copy paste. They brought that to my attention, and that's since been resolved. Just some smart board troubleshooting issues. There's a program called Go Guardian that a lot of districts use. It's fee-based. It's something that allows teachers to control the tabs in a browser that students have open. They can open things for them. They can close things. They can block things. It allows them to manage the classroom, you know, for those kids that tend to get off task and open into other things that they shouldn't be. It is fee-associated. However, they're running a free trial, and we have some teachers, specifically our remote teachers, that would really like to try that out and use it. So I am working to set that up. They had asked about that. In regards to those devices that we got new through coronavirus funding, I met with the committee, and we discussed how to get an additional list of what the next carts will be in the classrooms, where those will go, carts of Chromebooks. Assuming that the devices come back and they're in great condition and or we can repair them, we want to be ready for the list this summer and not trying to contact staff members and saying who's really in need of these things and you know, trying to figure that out when they're off on summer break. So we discussed how we were going to accomplish getting that feedback from them and their building a prioritized list of who those carts will go to next. So we worked on that and discussed that. We also talked about smart board replacements and laptop and desktop replacements, and Stephanie and I have been talking about a replacement cycle, trying to get us back on track with that. So we talked about that a little bit, and another big topic is the collection of the Chromebooks. So as you know, Mr. Addis sent out an email specifically regarding this. We worked on that together in regards to collecting them. Reminding parents that they did sign with a digital signature, agreed that they would take care of those and return them in the same condition that they got them in, and that they should watch for further information from the buildings, because we will be collecting those the last week of school with the exception of seniors. We've had an administrative meeting with the building principals. They are organizing that in their building, and they'll be sending specific information out to collection to parents. But we wanted to be reminded that time is coming, and so I shared some of that information with the technology advisory committee, what that process would look like in the building, when that would be coming, and then also briefly, just end of year closeout. So at the end of every school year, there's certain things that teachers need to be reminded of or told in regards to what are we collecting, how should they close out their classroom technology, and so I shared some of that information with them. All of it, just had them look it over and see if there was anything else they had questions about before I do get ready to send that out to staff. I'll wait till testing is over and I'll send that out so they have it. Lastly, we are going to have a brief meeting sometime soon. We have something in policy that came through that we probably need to edit in our acceptable use form. It wasn't anything major, but it was something that we wanted to take a look at, so we'll be going over that and look at making small revisions to our acceptable use policy for technology. But we had a great meeting. We covered a lot of stuff in a short amount of time, and I really appreciate their input and their help, because without them, a lot of these things would be more difficult. So that's what I think.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you, Angie. Good work. Okay. On to operations.
I just want to mention something about traffic patterns and one of the things that we're trying to take a look at. Here on main campus, we really have three places where our buses go in and out. And we've noticed some difficulties this year where our cars that are leaving are sort of interacting with the buses that are coming in. And it's just presenting some difficult situations for some of our parents who are on campus and trying to get off campus. but also for some of our buses that are trying to pull in. So Keith and I have talked a little bit. I met with a driver rep about some of the possibilities here, and then also, you know, some continued difficulties down at NES, especially at times, again, where the buses are coming in, but we have families that are leaving. So I guess I just wanted the board to know we're working on a couple of different possibilities of, you know, maybe one of the exits here at certain times of the day being bus traffic only. We're just trying to think outside of the box that is not really going to impact our community, and it will give our bus drivers, you know, like the pull in at the stadium entrance, for instance, is really tight when there's a car sitting there waiting to leave. And there have been enough instances where they're trying to pull in where the car's got to back up in order for them to get in. We're just trying to continue to keep an eye on that there at NES. And the only other thing is, I know we've talked about roofs on a couple of occasions through operations. We're finished for right now, but we have roof projects coming up in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. NES and primary.
Okay. But that's it from operations. And I know you and I have talked about setting up a meeting date.
Yes. So we'll be doing that here shortly.
Yeah.
I know a few things we need to get buttoned up before we can meet, and we should do that. Number three, finance.
We are going to be scheduling a meeting. Stephanie's been getting more information in, and some things need to come in, and in the next couple of weeks, maybe we'll have a finance committee. We just don't have enough information.
Have all the information we need about finance for next year.
Dana, do you want to talk about the fair funding? Or you want to just save that for the board meeting, about our meeting?
I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything you want to talk about, your seminars you've been to, or your webinars?
It pretty much goes with the fair school funding, what he's talking about there, and what our budget's going to look like next year.
Okay. Very good. We'll talk about that next meeting. Great. Policy.
We did not meet since last board meeting, but obviously we met prior to last board meeting. We had our first reading of 14 policies, which are in the meeting for approval tonight, and then also the to rescind four policies that are directly related to COVID are also in the meeting tonight. So that's pretty much a policy wrap.
Very good. Thank you. All right, number five, committee engagement.
For community engagement, Dana Addis worked with, I want to say game day, it's not game day.
Power graphics
on getting a decal to show Norton Pride. I don't know that anybody's purchased any yet, but we're hoping to see these on people's houses and cars to show Norton Pride. And proceeds of the sale of this will go to the community engagement meeting or section so that we can try to plan different events. On Wednesday at 5:30, we will have a meeting to plan the Midnight Madness. And again, assuming we can do something like that with COVID restrictions, if they're lifted enough for us to do that, it'll be kind of a fall celebration of all our fall teams. It'll be the first time the football team can hit. And we're going to get the city involved, so hopefully it'll be kind of like a little festival atmosphere to celebrate the end of COVID and our fall sports.
Great.
I had a question on the decal. So yeah. I know you sent it out to our community, but I guess for the purpose of the meeting, if anybody listens or media, they can go to Power Graphics and purchase the decals, right?
Two different ways. Each building is going to have 50 to start.
Okay.
So they'll be able to get them right at any of the four buildings, but they can also go onto Power Graphics website and order them and go pick them up. The beauty in that is that they can customize it on the website. They want to add a name, they want to add a sport, you know, that type of thing. So there's really two different ways. And if they go like hotcakes, which we hope they will, then Power Graphics will generate some more. Let's say NES goes crazy and we have 50 parents that want them, you know, by Friday this week, they'll produce them in a day and have more at the building.
And how much were those?
$3.
$3.
Yeah.
And that's even if you customize them?
No, customize is a little bit for additional cost.
Okay,
yeah.
But standard Norton.
Yeah, when you do the standard one at one of our buildings, the cost is $3.
Okay.
Is this on our Facebook? I mean, on our website?
I sent it out to all of the parents on Friday, and we didn't talk today about getting it on the website, but I haven't gotten them from Power Graphics yet, so when I do that and get them to the buildings, then I'll let our families know they're there.
Sure.
Okay. And they look very nice.
They did a great job.
They did a great job with them. You know, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Especially if we can get some, hopefully raise some funds for the community engagements, we can put on some events and other things, so it's just going to draw more interest. So, fantastic. Thank you, Lisa. You too, Mr. Addison. Thank you. pardon me. On to number five, executive session. Can I get a motion to move into an executive session to discuss negotiations, employment of personnel, and the sale and purchase of property?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We're now in executive session.
Drag away.
Are we running?
Yep.
We're now out of executive session. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. We're adjourned. Thank you.